Yeah.
What does contemplating the body internally and externally mean?
There's all sorts of commentary explanations. But you've got this body here. How do we experience outside of that? So just what are bodies like everywhere? Paying attention. It can be that simple. Yeah.
A comment on that. Sometimes we have a feeling that there's a person sitting right to me or left to me.
Right, right.
I think that's external, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, mindfulness and clear comprehension is not just a focused inward. It's also just like really paying attention to the things around you. Also learning from other people, especially with bodies. We're looking at aspects of posture or elements and 32 parts. I remember a friend of mine growing up, he'd always get in fights with his brother because his brother would leave fingernail clippings around. he was just so grossed out by it. But, it's just this external body part. They're pretty close in age, so they get into some major fights. And of course, his older brother was always tormenting him. So that internally, externally, we can use things around us for contemplation, for our own understanding of ourselves. So, other bodies are like that. Oh, that's I'm like that as well. Because in the end, we're not very unique, actually. Like Ajahn Chah would say, oh, same brand. Yeehaw, dear God.